Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. In this video, I'm asking, will Labour win that Gorton and Denton by-election? It's coming up on the 26th of February, since Andrew Gwynne became Steward and Great Chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds, i.e. resigned from Parliament. Now, Labour hasn't yet selected their candidate. We know it's definitely not going to be Andy Burnham. There's some ructions about that. 50 Labour MPs signing a petition. No, they overturn this decision. But it seems to be dying down. I don't think the decision's going to be reversed. Then to make double sure, they could say it's got to be an all-female shortlist or an all-BAME shortlist, black, Asian or minority ethnicity and so on. There's just no way that he could be on that. And as Burnham's all saying, we need more women in Parliament, we need more ethnic minority people, he can't very well argue that against that. Now, it should be a walkover for Labour. I mean, under ordinary circumstances, it would be. They've held this seat for decades, I think since the 1930s. So Northwest England is quite an area of strength for them. So it's just outside Manchester. It used to be a bit of it was Manchester Gorton constituency, once held by the veteran Labour MP Gerald Kaufman, now RIP, one of the few honourable Labour MPs, and came from a Jewish background, grew up as a Zionist, but then he denounced what Israel's doing to the Palestinians and became a very principled and respectable advocate for human rights for Palestinians. Anyway, he's long since been called to his reward, was he even father of the house. So they took some of that Manchester Gorton constituency, united it with Denton and so on. So Reform UK is first out of the gates. They've already selected their candidate. He's that guy who presents on GB News, and he was an academic at the University of Kent, surely the only Reform UK supporting professor in the United Kingdom. So they are there. Now, the Greens, I think, made a mistake in not picking Zach Polanski, their leader, to be the candidate, because he's the leader of the party. He's not an MP. They used to have two principal speakers and call them leaders, one woman, one man. I don't know what they're doing now, but it's just one, because he's got the biggest media profile and he's been a highly successful leader. They've got the highest poll ratings ever, and that would give them some sort of a chance. Okay, and if not, even they didn't win it in Reform UK, win it Labour, they could say to Labour, well, because you don't take on a border leftist policies, you let Reform UK through, and so on. So Labour's casting around for a candidate, but would you want to be the Labour candidate then? So ordinarily they should win it because they got 50% of the vote, well ahead of the next nearest candidate, like about 35 points ahead. But as Labour's fallen in popularity, it'd be quite difficult. And some of the two other major rivals there. So they face Reform UK on the right. They've grown in stature enormously since the last general election, and so have the Greens. So will Labour win it? And I reckon Labour will win it, but very narrowly. So we're talking about like sort of 2 or 3 points. And there are obviously pundits, you know, more than me, who say that it won't. And if they had Bowen as their candidate, they were much more likely to win it because he's very well regarded in Greater Manchester. And Reform UK have already set up their campaign headquarters. And as Angela Rayner said, that's not even in Gorton and Denton. Okay, but your campaign headquarters doesn't have to be in the constituency. It can be a mile across the line in an adjacent constituency. It's her constituency of, what's it called? It's Ashton, I think, somewhere else just outside Manchester. And she is, of course, still a very major figure in the Labour Party. And apart from Andy Burnham, the most prominent Labour figure in Northwest England. It's gonna be tough for Labour to hold, because people, there's such disillusionment with what's going on. By-elections tend to have really low turnout, like 30%. And we know that hurts Labour quite a lot. So Reform UK has galvanised a lot of people to vote for them who didn't before. And remember, Reform UK took a seat off Labour in this region a few months ago. Sarah Poachin won that that by-election in Cheshire. Was it Warrington? It was some small town just outside Liverpool. So they're hoping to repeat their success. So if Labour loses this, people say, you see, it was a disaster. We should have had Burnham as our candidate. He would have won. And he probably would have won. It wouldn't be even guaranteed to win. The trouble is that would cause another election in Manchester. Would be risky for Labour. And again, I think Labour would win the mayoralty of Manchester again with a different candidate. It's one of their strongest cities. The probably only one stronger for them than that is Liverpool. You know, you got 63% of the vote next time. Even if Burnham were to stand, if there was an election for the mayoralty of Manchester again today, Burnham wouldn't get quite as high a percentage, partly because, you know, just Labour's down generally. So supposing Burnham be their candidate, win the constituency very likely, and even if they win the mayoralty of Manchester, it'd be a lot of money. It'd be cost like taxpayers' money, and it would cost Labour Party money to do it, and they don't have the headspace to be dealing with this right now. you know, and there's a slim chance, I mean, a very slim chance, maybe sort of 10% that somebody else would win, maybe Greens or Reform UK. And that would be an utter humiliation. What a debacle that would be for Labour. But Labour's got to prepare itself for the fallout, because there's a serious chance they're going to lose in Gorton and Denton. I give it like a 40% chance. And what are they going to say now? Then the knives will be out for Starmer. It'd be another disaster. It'd be sort of a weather vane moment before the 7th of May. Remember, that is Super Thursday. That is the Scottish Holyrood elections. That's the Welsh Senate elections. That's the English local elections, all on one day. And Labour is cast to do badly in all three of those. So there's just over 3 months left to go. And so they better get their excuses in ready. But I mean, I think from Starmer's point of view, despite the fact that they could lose this seat, it'd be worse certainly for him if Burnham came in immediately trying to undermine him. Burnham might succeed, might not succeed. Even Burnham doesn't manage to kick him out, that would still weaken and divide the Labour Party at a time when they need that, like they needed a hole in the head. So the National Executive Committee is there to do what is best for the Labour Party and not for one man's desire for self-aggrandisement. And you'd think, Angela Rayner, why did she say Burnham be allowed to stand? And no, I'm not so foolish as to think she cared about the future of the Labour Party. Was she so stupid? Why would she want a major rival in when she could easily be Prime Minister if Starmer falls? Maybe because she thought, well, if I don't say this, people will say I was part of the plot to keep Burnham out. And I know Burnham's not going to get to be candidate this time anyway, and so on. Or anything that, if Burnham comes in, that will at least weaken Starmer, which gives me a better shot at it. If Burnham comes in, he'll give me a big job, not a sort of non-job like Deputy Prime Minister. I might get another portfolio. Obviously, she's completely failing on housing because Labour had the number of houses they're going to build, I think only in England, though, and they were meeting only not even half of that, and it's going down. They're going to lose that by a country mile. The number of houses built per year is at its lowest for 20 years, despite the population being its highest ever. So they're going to fail on that target by a country mile. Other things about by-elections. Supposing Suella Braverman said, yes, I will trigger a by-election. So that would have been very difficult for the Conservatives, because if they'd won it, that wouldn't have been seen as a gain. It was Conservative last time, it's Conservative now. They would have had to put a lot of effort into this one. But if they lost it, it would have been a catastrophe. And that would have led to more questions about Kemi Badenoch's leadership in someone who's been Conservative for over a century. And the other Reform UK MP said, well, why don't we trigger by-elections? And some of them, like Andrew Rosendale in a very Eurosceptic seat, would have a very good chance of winning that by-election. And other Conservative MPs are wavering. Will I go over to Reform UK or not? Would be more minded to do so. So I think Ken Badenoch can breathe a sigh of relief that Suella Braverman doesn't have the courage to do that. Now, the one thing in this by-election up there in Gorton and Denton is the Conservatives will make a negligible effort. They know they're never going to win there, and they'd like to see Labour humiliated. On the other hand, a boost for Reform United Kingdom is not good for the Conservatives. If the Greens win, that would tempt Labour to be even more loony left. That's probably the best outcome for the Conservatives, because it would also, you know, enfeeble and embarrass the Labour Party. So by-election blues. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, George Callan, 792@gmail.com. Goodbye.